The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your co-host, Ken Mahoney, along with my son, Connor Mahoney, both of Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and the Hudson Valley right here on 100.7 WHUD. It's where Generation X meets Generation Z. Connor, that must be you, Generation Z. I'll take the X. Mm-hmm. And again, father and son duo. So Connor, we're back here again, and we're answering questions that keep coming in throughout the week. And we hope that our listening audience helps them as well, because I imagine the questions we get during the course of the week are the same questions that they may have during the week as well.
Certainly. Yeah, you find that a lot of times everyone is wondering the same thing.
Yeah, you know? What was the professor would say? If you have a question, ask it, because probably
everybody else. Super.
But I didn't want to raise my hand. I don't know about you. I sat in the back of the class. Where did you sit, Connor? It's okay. You can tell me.
Yeah.
Is it in the back or the front?
No, it depends on the day for me. Sometimes I'm hermit, quiet. Some days I'm outgoing. So I don't know.
There you go. Listen, we're going to put our listeners in the front of the class. We'll ask the questions for them and we'll give them the answers. Hopefully, at least our answers, both from perspective from Generation X and Generation Z.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So here we go. I like this one because this is actually something I spoke with someone about this week. And the question is it best to cut down my hours at work before I retire so I can ease into it?
Wow, that's an interesting question. I think so. You know, we think about a transition in retirement and we've always looked for retirement. It's like everything we do in life, elementary school, right? I can't wait to get to middle school. Oh, middle school.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get to high school, get my first boyfriend, girlfriend, I get my car. And, you know, and then now you're knocking at the door of retirement and you're saying, oh, okay, this all happened pretty fast. That's not a bad idea. I never actually thought about that. Maybe transitioning, because, you know, I've had some clients who've had some tough transitions where, one of my clients, she was in her 70s, schlepping to the city, you know, that's trains, planes, automobiles, all that fun stuff. And it's very difficult, you know, to maintain and do and so forth. And yet when she retired, I checked in, how you doing? And she goes, you know, I really miss him. I'm like, whoa, really? She goes, well, you know, on the bus ride down, I would actually have like a book club. Lunch, we had like the lunch club, so to speak, my other colleagues. And you'd be surprised that, you know, retirement is a transition from your daily activities. Look, we're all wired as humans, right? We all kind of have the same type of habits. And for this particular person, I think a great example is that maybe that would have been better for her to actually kind of wind down a little bit, you know, take some hours off per week and start transitioning, because now she's at home. She's not seeing her bus buddies, which again have this kind of quasi book club. She's not meeting her lunch friends, as she called it. And it was just a tough transition. So I think it's a good idea. What's your thoughts on that?
Certainly sounds like a good idea. I guess I went through that in a different way, being a college baseball player, right? It's like, you know, lifting 5 days a week, practicing 4 hours a day.
Six in the morning, right?
Yeah, just like it was insane. And then come out of college, and then it's like a total massive transition. I tried to umpire, like I did different things to actually help me transition from that intensity and it being such a big part of my life into like, you know, normal adult working life. And I think that that concept could definitely apply when it comes to retirement. I can understand why we've had clients and why people ask this question, maybe cut down your hours and like slowly ease into it. I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. You know, I always tell people, you know, look, I wrote a lot of books on retirement and it wasn't just about numbers, right? It's about lifestyle. It's about transition. It is a transition. It is a beautiful transition. And most people, by the way, when I talk about transitions, you know, I remind them like, hey, that's your first act in life, so to speak. You're at a Broadway show, lights flicker, now it's your second act. And now you do something totally different. The first act was the grind and schlepping to the city or whatever you had to do and, you know, pay the mortgages and take care of the kids and, you know, raise the kids and put money towards college and all those type of things. And now your second act is something that you love doing that's purposeful. So you're not that person, you know, who goes through this transition and wakes up one morning and say, oh my God, what have I done? So actually my next book I write, Connor, hopefully we'll write it together. Sure. Let's include that. Maybe that's a good transition. So really great question.
Yeah. One thing I like too is the concept of like goal setting is great, but you also want to enjoy the journey of what you're doing and getting there. And maybe that hard stop of working is a goal. And sometimes you want to kind of ease into it and enjoy the journey of the retirement plan fluid process per se. So I really think there's maybe even a deeper conversation to be had if we had all the time in the world to talk about, maybe more philosophical stuff than just finance about like how to navigate through life and this phase of retirement, which obviously I'm quite far away from, but at least I could still provide some insight, based on my own experiences.
Yeah, for sure. Look, the other idea, I thought another example, I should say, is one of our clients. I checked in, hey, how's retirement? He goes, Ken, it's like Groundhog Day, the movie, but funny, but not funny. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, well, I take the dog for the walk. I read the paper. I do a couple of things and a good thing. And I look up, it's like 10 a.m. And what do I do for the next six or seven hours?
Sometimes you can just get lost.
It's like Groundhog Day, the movie with Bill Murray. I remember he goes through that Groundhog Day every day and it gets kind of monotonous and crazy and funny and not funny. And he was describing that. And I said, if you don't mind, in one of the books, I think Not Your Father's Retirement or maybe Life in Your Terms, I wrote about that. He gave me permission not to use his name, but just give the example of Groundhog Day that, you know, maybe this idea of actually transitioning from the 40 hours a week or maybe 50 hours a week and overtime to more than 25 hours, then 20 hours, and little by little, you're doing things on the other side, hobbies or donating your time or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that transition is even smoother, even though we spent most of our life saying, I can't wait to get to high school. I can't wait to get to college. Right. I can't wait for my first job. I can't wait to put in retirement accounts. I can't wait to I'm 60 and I can do whatever I want. And you get there and you say, okay, what do I want to be when I grow up?
Makes you want to step back. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. No, you're talking about that and being a younger person, Gen Z perspective. I've learned to try to enjoy the journey of things more than actually getting to the goal. It's really about the journey, not the goal in some ways.
I like that. So yeah, I think we have time for one more question. We may not be able to finish all before the break, but that's a great question. And the question is, should I start downsizing hours? I'm going to say yes after all that.
Right.
But I'm glad we embellished on it because it does remind, for a listening audience that it is numbers, but there's also an emotional component to it. There's a spiritual component to it. There's a whole bunch of other components to it. So what else do you have in your bag of tricks for your questions this week?
Yeah, sure. This goes way more technical. So what is better, a lump sum or a monthly pension?
Well, considering we only have a few seconds and we have to go for a break, I think we'll have to answer that at the end of the break. So lump sum or what was the choice? Lump
or
sum?
Or a monthly pension.
Monthly, okay. So we'll answer that after the break. We'll be right back, right after these messages.
Hey, this is Mike Bennett. I want to talk to you about Ken Mahoney and his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. There's so much going on these days. It kind of reminds you of the song by Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, right? Russia, China, higher inflation, raising rates. I can't take it anymore. Where should you turn? Well, how about Ken Mahoney for his book, Not Your Father's Retirement? Certainly not your father's world either. Each chapter builds on the next to put the pieces back like your father or mother's retirement was. The first 20 callers right now will get the book for free. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. This is Ken's most popular book. It's relatable and it's not filled with financial jargon to just make you more confused than you were before. If you listen to Ken's GPS for Your Finances Sunday mornings here on WHUD, this is a perfect companion to what he covers. Call for the book right now. Ken Mahoney's Not Your Father's Retirement. 845-371-0101. Here you go one last time. 845-371-0101 right now.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your co-host, Ken Mahoney, along with Connor Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley right here, 100.7 WHUD. It's where Generation X, that's me, meets Gen Z. They don't say generation, but they say Gen Z in today's topic, question and answers. But before we get to the last question about choosing a lump sum or an annuity, yes, you want to get my book. You heard Mike Bennett, our friend, who, again, Connor's known for a long time now, too. Mike Bennett talked about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. We know that. We know it's not your mom's retirement, grandpa, grandma. Things have changed. A lot of companies put the onus on us, the employees, that we have to fend for ourselves for retirement. And what we try to do in that book is chapter by chapter, bridge the gap between, hey, what pensions you used to get or grandmas used to get and so forth, to what you can do and how you can take control of your future, your retirement. And so that phone number is 845-371-0101. The first 20 callers will get that book for free. The early bird, right, Connor? The early bird gets the worm. And it's pretty early, by the way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
845-371-0101. Sells on Amazon and Barnes and Noble for $17.99. And I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us. Today, we're talking, taking a lot of questions. Sometimes talk about retirement planning, taxes, the market, so many different topics. It's all right there in that book, Not Your Father's Retirement. The first 20 callers will get that book for free. Here we go. Get your pen ready. 845-371-0101. Again, it's 845-371-0101. And we'll be with you here every Sunday morning. So if you're driving around these wee hours, you're probably an essential worker. If you are, thank you. Thank you. Starting a shift, leaving a shift. And stay tuned for the Casey Show. Shine on. What's better than that? Come on. Coming right out after us here. The Health and Happiness Show. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I called it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And Shine On is probably one of the most popular programs on WHD. Of course, the Mike and Casey Show, you can't forget about that, right? So I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every morning, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, around 8:25 after the traffic on the famous Mike and Casey Show. And that's true because they win all kinds of awards every year. So, and on the way home on the Andy Bale Show, Bill Kugel, he's got you covered. You know that Southern accent. Connor, can you do a Bill Kugel impersonation?
I think I maxed out on my attempts. They were all really bad. And
okay, so we'll leave it.
Yeah.
So Bill Kugel, he'll have you covered on the way home around 6:10, 6:15 on the Andy Bale Show. He'll cover the national business news with the indexes, the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, what they did or maybe what they didn't do, the local Hudson Valley business news, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created some time ago. It takes a look at a lot of these local companies. Local companies in Hudson Valley include IBM, MBIA, MasterCard, Pepsi, all a bunch of companies we have right in our backyard. All the information, including my TV appearances this past week, I had a couple of them, being quoted in different sources, our newsletter, educational articles, everything we could think about finances is on our website. Ready? MahoneyGPS.com. Mahoney, M-A-H-O-N-E-Y, GPS.com. Why GPS? No, we don't sell global positioning systems, but just navigate you around this crazy world. I'll try to simplify everything that's happening for you to take action. So here we go, MahoneyGPS.com. And again, we're here thanks in part to Randy Turner, the engineer extraordinaire. So let's get to today's, actually the last question we were talking about before the break was a lump sum versus pension. And the answer is, it all depends. Yeah. So first of all, there's a math component to it, which there's software that's built to figure out what's the good. So let's say they're going to give you $1 million or they're going to give you $10,000 a month. Well, quick math is, I'll take $10,000 a month. That's $120,000 a year instead of $1 million. That's a 12% return. Ding, 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 ding. It's always not that easy. Or, they're going to give me $1 million lump sum, or they're going to give me $2,000 on a monthly payment. That's $24,000. That's 2.4% quick math. I think I'll take my chances, lump sum, invest in, and so forth. Now, one of the biggest reasons I find that people take lump sum over the pension is that they can control it. That if it all goes well, they can use their lump sum, take money on a monthly basis. But anything happens to them, again, unlike a pension, let's say the husband passes away and the wife then passes away, there goes the pension. Nobody else gets it. In a lump sum scenario, you could have where the husband, let's say, has a pension. He, let's say, passed away. The missus gets the pension. She used it for a number of years. She passed away. Now the children get this asset which they could draw from. And if, done correctly, it could go 2, 3, 4, 5 generations versus that of a pension. So again, there's a lot of pluses and minuses. And Connor, let you chime in for your thoughts on the question that we're trying to think about. Hey, take a lump sum or take a pension?
Yeah, I think we discussed this once before, many weeks ago. I think it also depends on your potential behavior. If you're like a big spender and then you get like $1 million, you feel extremely wealthy and you are, it's good for you. Maybe you have the urge to like go buy something really expensive and feel like you can splurge.
That's a really good point.
Way that's not the best move. So maybe you're better if you're not super disciplined to get like a monthly pension. So again, this comes down to behavior, similar to like the first question segment we were talking about. Your behavior largely can depend on this. Also, obviously, you might want to get some outside counsel to help you figure that out too.
Yeah, and that's a good point you bring up. It's like to know thyself. Now, for some people, though, they want the lump sum because they said, you know what? I've always wanted to get a place at the shore. I've always wanted a place upstate New York, let's say, in the Catskill and the Adirondacks. And, that lump sum, I'll be able to peel off, let's say, $200,000 of it. The other $800,000 reinvest or invest. So it really depends. It kind of, again, comes down to a lot of different issues. But I do like the idea kind of that you probably know that stuff. If you're going to then take this lump sum and start buying Maseratis and fast boats and all kinds of things, and not really considered an asset. An asset is something that generates income. If you know yourself, know thyself, and that's where it's going to go, maybe you are better off taking a pension. But there's a whole bunch of reasons why and why not. But certainly that was a great question.
Yeah, so let's definitely.
I guess we have time for another question before this, for the next break.
Yeah, sure. I like this one, and this is a good one that we have to deal with a lot. So, how often should I check my statements? I feel like there must be a too often and too infrequent. You are right.
You are right, and we're going to have to answer that right after the break. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Hi, this is Mike Bennett for Ken Mahoney Asset Management. You know Ken, he's written a bunch of books and one's more popular than the next. Not Your Father's Retirement, a GPS guide for financial security. You want a free copy of that book? Just be caller number 1 through 20 right now at 845-371-0101. Now the book sells at Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but you can get it for free right now. Ken Mahoney's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, a GPS guide to financial security. The number to call, 845-371-0101. The book covers how best to invest your 401k or 403b plan. It addresses how to make volatility your friend. In the stock market, there's a lot of volatility all year round. First 20 callers get the book for free. Ken Mahoney's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, a GPS guide for financial security. Just call this number, 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your co-host, Ken Mahoney, along with my son, Connor Mahoney, both of Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning, Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. It's where Generation X meets Generation Z. The father and son duo team, Ken Mahoney, Connor Mahoney, taking your questions and answers. We had a great question before the break, but again, I want to reinforce what Mike Bennett, our friend, said about the book, Not Your Father's Retirement. I want to get into your hands as a paperback or as an ebook, whatever you desire, for the first 20 callers. I know you can do it. Early bird gets the worm. Here we go. 845-371-0101. Again, it's 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you join us, sometimes you can't. Sometimes you may miss a chapter on retirement, so to speak. Well, it's in that book, Not Your Father's Retirement. And the goal is to try to recreate what your father had, grandfather, mom, grandma had. And it's all in that book, step by step, easy. And of all the books, I think I wrote 9 books now. This is the most popular on Amazon, but you can get that book for free instead of paying $17.99. 845-371-0101. Very easy number to call. And I'll give that number one more time. Get your crayon ready. Get your, lipstick, pen, pencil. Here we go. Last time, 845-371-0101. And if you're in the mode of getting close to retirement or in retirement, go to our website, MahoneyGPS.com. MahoneyGPS.com. Right there, you can sign up for a newsletter. It comes out every Tuesday evening, unless it's a holiday and it's a Wednesday. We don't bombard you 19 times. And again, it's a great overview, I believe, of what we're doing. Also, include any TV appearances or any radio podcasts. It's all in our website, MahoneyGPS.com. Go check us out. So right before the break, again, that's twice now. Right before the break, we have a question. Yep. And time's up. And the question is, how often should I check my account? So I started this business in 89. And Connor, when I say 89, I'm referring to 1989. You got that, right? It's not 1889 or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a dad joke? I just want to point that
that's
out.
That's a dad joke for sure.
Bad joke. Okay. So when I started back in 1989, there were pretty much annual statements. Really, most of the accounts had annual statements, as funny as that may sound. And they were print. Obviously, we didn't have online back then. Then we got quarterly statements. Like, oh, that's great. We get quarterly statements. Okay. And then it got down to monthly statements some years later. Then we got online access. And I think that's a problem because you don't check your account every day. Okay. But what if you do? I mean, some people check the value of their home every day. No, you may want to look at it on a quarterly basis, an annual basis. So there's nothing wrong with glancing at it on a daily basis. But the problem is that if you're in a downtrend market, my concern is if you look at it every day and you go on, eventually you're going to hit a bad day. You're in a bad mood. The market's in a bad mood. The weather's yucky. It's cold. And you decide to sell. Oh, that's why I kind of like quarterly statements. So my answer is probably review on a quarterly basis. If you end up looking at a daily basis, make sure you don't act on it because you may act at the wrong time. Remember, mm-hmm. most investors buy high, sell low. Remember, mom told us buy low, sell high. But again, I can prove it. I don't have time right now. But with trim tabs and equity flows, we could actually show people actually mistime the market. And one of the best ways of doing that, yes, looking at it every stinking day. What are your thoughts on that, Connor?
Gosh, you and I deal with a lot of examples of this in different situations with people all the time. One thing I really do remember last year was this particular client, not going to name names, of course, who checked their accounts probably every day or at least once a week. And this individual was really urging us and me to probably sell a ton of their shares. And this is the very, very bottom of, this is like 30% ago on the NASDAQ, maybe more, right. to basically puke out all their shares. And, they ended up coming back this year and being quite happy they did not do that. Honestly, just looking too often, it's a very volatile markets we're in. And it's also the law of large numbers, right? So now the S&P is, 4,300. If it moves up or down 1% or 2% in a week, this could be, even 3%, like 100 points in the S&P, and your accounts will obviously feel that. You got to definitely keep maybe a strong stomach to hold those stocks in some way, just kind of not looking and know you're a long-term investor. It's the best move, I believe.
I think so. Look, you get reward for patience. You get you get dividends if you're staying with it longer term. Again, look, if on a quarterly basis, after a couple of quarters, it's not, the market's going higher and you're going sideways or down, yes, you probably want to check out our website, MahoneyGPS.com, but you probably want to talk to somebody about that. Warren Buffett said it perfectly about this kind of concept. Money exchanges hands at the market. Again, I'm paraphrasing. It takes money from the impatient to the patient. Now, I'm not suggesting you at home that you're impatient, but meaning, again, we're just giving an example. If you look at it every day, every couple of days, okay, that's it. I'm not patient. And get rid of it. Well, you got guys like Warren Buffett and big institutions that are patient, that are buying your shares when the market's on share. It's the only place, I guess, on the planet Earth. Usually go to a store and something's on sale. You want to buy more of that. Let's say bananas are on sale. Buy more bananas. Or you're in Costco. Oh, buy this. Stocks are on sale. No, I don't want to buy it. Nope, don't want to buy it. Don't want to buy it. It's the only category, I think, on planet Earth that when something goes low, we don't want to buy it. But I think Warren Buffett's quote, moving money from the impatient to the patient is probably one of the best things investors can know, especially if they're looking at their accounts far too often. Now we do have time for one more question. We'll be able to get this in.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. So what is the best way to get income in retirement? How should I draw from the various different sources I have?
So this requires, first of all, investment planning. And again, different sources. I like the idea. So it's not just relying on a brokerage account. Maybe you have a two-family property. Maybe you have other type of products that produce income. Maybe, it's a way to diversify. But what I like about this question is that it actually gives you the opportunity to speak to your accountant. Okay, so over the years, you're in accumulation. You're putting money in a retirement account. You may have a pension, Social Security. Accumulation. Oh, then you wake up one day, and now you're in distribution. And how you distribute that money out. Again, that's really more talk for the accountant, but to find a way to start taking money out they live on the least taxing way. So a great strategy session between your advisor, investment advisor, and your accountant, 1 + 1 = 3, to me is probably the best way to go.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. I think speaking to an accountant probably is number one, because they'll tell you the most tax efficient way to take money, I suppose.
You have some money growing tax deferred, and here you have money in the bank, Oh, that little chirping sound, that was a bird telling us it's time to go. I can't stand that.
What's
chirpy, chirpy, chirpy. Well, okay, until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send him an email, ken@mahoneygps.com, and listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.